Come out of the world, oh my people, sing the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome, and thank you for listening to the show here today. I want to talk about the reality of what's really happening with the situation out there in terms of what people believe and how people are sharing their faith in Yahshua, a wonderful Messiah, the one they call Jesus. So we need to really understand that when the children of Israel were captive in slaves in Egypt, and some people think that was for 400 years. It actually wasn't. It was for 230 years, but they were out of their homeland where they originally came from, or the foreign lands before they went into Egypt, and they were in slavery for many, many years, and they got accustomed to a way of living. They literally got accustomed to their slavery. They got accustomed to being overseen and controlled by certain people. And they got to a point where they got comfortable in their slavery. As crazy as that seems, I heard one time this man was in jail for many, many years, 50 years or so, and he finally got out and he couldn't make it in the real world. He couldn't make it in the real world and he wanted to go back into jail because it was what he was used to, what he was accustomed to. And I want to take you back to the idea of the story of Hanukkah and the Maccabees. And what happened there was you had the cultures that were up for grabs, and you had the culture that was told to be done away with or lost with, the culture that was to be changed and wanted to be changed, and you had the Greek culture that was being forced upon the people, and some of them, and right away they liked it better, but what would have happened if the Jewish people at the time, the Maccabees, didn't stand up against that? They would have been forced into this new culture. And at first, many of them would have rejected it. Some of them would have accepted it. But before long, everyone would have gotten used to it. That's what happens in prison. It's rejected, then it's accepted, and then it's gotten used to. And that's what happened with the slavery of the children of Israel. They were put into a situation where they first accepted it because they had no choice but to accept it. The new king didn't know Joseph, and he said, we're going to make their life, you know, we're not going to let them overtake us, and we're going to have to control them to some way, and they put him to some form of slavery. So the children of Israel ended up getting, having to accept their reality of where they were. But then a wonderful creator, Yah, put a situation in front of them to set them free and bring them home into the promised land. And he used Moses as his vehicle or his voice to stir the people up to make that happen, where they would come out of this and go into the promised land. So you had people that were once in bondage and slavery coming out of that bondage and slavery, but they were there for a long time, for centuries. They were there in bondage and slavery, so they have gotten used to and accustomed to it. They weren't happy. They didn't like it. They didn't even want to be controlled, but they were used to it. So then when they come out of the promised land, or come out of the slavery and the bondage of Egypt to go into the promised land, they had a period of time in a desert where they were going through the desert, and it was kind of an adjustment period. And I often say many people today are in that situation. It's an adjustment period. It's like you've finally been set free. You've been let out of the prison. You've been freed from slavery. But you haven't exactly yet come into your new life, the promised land, the new things available to you. You're in that adjustment period in the wilderness. And the children of Israel were in the wilderness trying to figure all this out. They've already been ingrained in them all of the ways of the Egyptians. And as soon as something went wrong in the wilderness, they weren't excited to go forward. They were scared and wanted to go backwards. As soon as they ran out of food, what'd they do? They started complaining to Moses. Why did Yah bring us out here to kill us? Why are you leading us out here? We want to go back to the flesh pots of Egypt. They couldn't wait to get back to the slavery and bondage. Because even though they weren't comfortable, even though they didn't like it, they were accustomed. They were accustomed to doing things a certain way. And Yah was teaching them faith out there in the wilderness. And he was explaining to them the way it's supposed to be in the promised land, that we live on faith. And there's a great reward that comes with great faith. But the people just couldn't do it. So now let's fast forward to today's time. Today we live in a time where I won't necessarily we're living in known bondage or known slavery, but in reality, people today are slaves to their jobs. They're slaves to the medical insurance systems of this world today. They're enslaved to the media that brainwash their mind. People are enslaved on many levels today. And most people complain about their lives and complain about things in their lives. Many people are not completely happy and content with their lives, but they're accustomed to it and used to it. And since generations after generations have gotten used to enslavement, and this is a word I use that is just giving an example of what's happening today, it's not on the same level as the way the society thinks about slaves from the past. I'm not suggesting anything on that topic, but I'm suggesting the topic of the control that people are under and the way people feel they have no choice but to accept that control. So when I say people are slaves to their job, or people are slaves to the medical system that's out there today, or people are slaves, what it is it's making people feel that they don't have another way, that they're stuck in that way and they don't have a choice. And people have been there long enough where they've actually gotten accustomed to being there. And then so the parents are there, and then their parents were there, and now the parents teach their children to be there. So the majority of children that are brought up today are brought up and trained to accept the system of bondage and slavery, like the children of Egypt or the children of Israel had to deal with in Egypt. And the children today, innocently, had no choice but to accept what their parents taught them. And this is what's happening today. People are slaves to the media, and they're slaves in all these different areas. So then somebody gives us a revelation to come out of that bondage. But we see the perfect example in the scriptures of what happened when the children didn't properly understand what was going on as they were in the wilderness. And then when the children of Israel went into the promised land, they were told, these are the guidelines and instructions that our Creator who set you free out of the bondage of slavery of Egypt, these are the new rules or the regulations we're going to start following. We're going to go back to what it said at the beginning. We're going to return to the covenant that our Creator made with us. And these were the terms of the covenant that you are to follow. And it was against the culture, the understanding of people to live this way. And people rejected it very quickly as they went into the promised land, or before they even went into the promised land, they were completely disobedient to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And then when they went in, or their children went into the promised land, the culture of the Egyptians and of slavery and bondage and an idea and everything they were taught from their parents was still in them. You see, all of the parents and all of the elders that didn't make it into the promised land, they all came out of Egypt and taught their children a certain way. And then when their children went into the promised land, their children didn't fall too far from the apple, so to say. And their children just would completely commit abominations and didn't list to Yahweh's guidelines and instructions and got themselves in trouble with him. Now, why am I telling you all this, and how does this apply to all of you today? Well, when I say you and all these words, I don't mean every single one of you. I mean the majority of people today. But when we think about this, and we think about the idea of believing in our Creator today and what he wanted for us, it's no different than the story of the children of Israel that were chosen and were put into bondage and slavery, and there so long that they got accustomed to the culture and the idea of slavery, that when they came out, they had this time in the wilderness, and then before they went to the promised land, they taught their children not to do things and to move forward, but to run and fear and move backwards. And this has happened today. So you have the parents today setting this example for the children to go backwards and not forward. And Yah has opened up the doors for us to go forward into, we could say, our promised land today. And where is that promised land, or what is that? And I would suggest to you, it's not a physical place. It's an understanding. The Bible says in Hosea 6:4, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And then it says later in the scriptures, know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Know the truth and the truth shall set you free is the answer to freedom. There's more to it than that, but that's the answer. Knowing the truth and the truth will set you free. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge, those are going backwards. My people that know the truth and the truth set you free are going forward. The difference is the choice we make. Today I give you before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. People are going backwards. We need to go forward. We need to start understanding the ways of our Creator. We need to start deciding the way he wanted us to live and making that choice to live that way. Again, the promised land is not a physical land like it was for the children of Israel that were going to a physical place. The promised land for us today is knowing that once we put our minds in a certain place, we are already in the promised land. Once we decide to make that covenant, or at least agree to that covenant that was made by our ancestors to follow Yah and his ways, we're going to be fine. But we have this choice. And we have the words of our Creator to help us understand and inspire us to make that right decision. The problem is today, we have something called organized religion. Organized religion, which is people that organize a great system to teach people a certain way to live. And I'm not telling you how this is my feeling. I'm giving you a history lesson on and the reality of what is happening out there today. The majority of the religious institutions out there today are teaching people it is better to live in slavery that you're comfortable in than to go out on faith and live according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And this is where the problem lies. And everyone that's listening to this right now will say, well, that might be that particular organized religion, but not my organized religion. And everyone that has their way of thinking will say, but not my organized religion. And I will tell you right now, if you are choosing to follow an organized religion that is not promoting the guidelines and instructions of our wonderful Creator as found in the Word of Scripture, they are not leading you into the promised land. They are not leading you into freedom. They are leading you back into bondage. They are leading you into the fear of leaving this place and coming to a promised land. That's what they are doing. Now, I'm not saying all of them are doing this willingly. Some might think that they know what they're doing, but I'll tell you what, the children that were in slavery in Egypt, when they wanted to run back to Egypt, they thought they were doing what was best for them. When they came up against Moses in the wilderness, they thought they were doing best for them. But it wasn't best for them. We need to listen to or read and understand the words of our Creator. Remember, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And what that says in the Hebrew is, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of me, of my ways, of what I want them to do. Remember, and I'll say it again a third time, the promised land is not a physical place today. The promised land is an understanding of who our Creator is, what He wants us to do, and how He wants us to live. And anytime somebody comes and they start teaching or talking about anything that goes against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, they have been stopped, they have been either deceived or they've been tricked or whatever word you want to say, from desiring to get into the promised land. The only thing that keeping them from the promised land is not somebody with guns and powerful weapons or anything like that. The only thing stopping people from moving forward into the promised land is the way and the choices people are thinking. There's a word in the scripture called repentance or repent. And repent means to change your mind. That's what it means. I don't know how many of you know this, but the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. If you're enjoying living in your slavery and your bondage of the world today, and you're enjoying not being set free, the only way to change that is to change what you're doing physically. And the only way to change what you're doing physically is to change your mind about it. The scriptures say repentance brings refreshing. And I will say repentance actually brings freedom. Changing your thoughts and changing your actions. And it's not any mystery of what we need to do. You don't need to run to this religious place or that religious place. What you need to do is look at the covenant that Yahweh made with our ancestors and follow them the best we can to our knowledge and the resources we have today. And the scriptures talk about this. And again, many people hearing this will say, well, that's that religious institution, or that's that religious institution. And I want to implore you to look at your scriptures and tell you, if you believe anything different than what the Bible says, you are being kept from going into the promised land. And I will just give you a few things and say this. Our Creator desires for us to and His will for us is to follow Him. To follow Him. Our wonderful Messiah, Yahshua, the Anointed One, wanted us to follow Him and was given to us as a physical representation of how to do it. Of how to do it. So, if I am, and I want you all to think about this that are listening. If I am following somebody, I'm copying them. I'm doing what they're doing. If I do the opposite of what they're doing, I'm not following them. Now, follow can mean literally follow, walk behind them, or it can mean do what they do. If you're doing the opposite, you're not following somebody. And I will tell you today that most religious institutions out there today are filled with people that are stuck in fear and comfort in their slavery and bondage, where they're not making the choice to follow the ways to set them free. First, in their thinking, they need to follow and understand that the ways of our Creator lead to a better life and a better way. He said, know the plans I have for you there for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Most people aren't making that choice. But then there are the people and the religious institutions out there today that says, well, we've made that choice in our minds, and that's what we want to do. But even though they're saying that, and they might have the most sincere heart in the world, they're still so used to the customs and the traditions and the culture of the slavery bondage empires out there, that even though in their minds kind of like they want to do this, they love our Creator and everything else, they're staying stuck in the system that they're accustomed to. And From what I see out there, and this is my understanding of what I see out there, and I pray people would look and see this as well. When I talk about these different religious institutions, the so-called religious institution of Christianity is not too separate than these other models of these other religious institutions out there today. I am not suggesting it's every single Christian place you would walk in, but from my experience, the majority of the ones that I see what they're teaching, when I compare it to the covenant of that our Creator made and the guidelines and instructions found in the scriptures as known as the commandments, they're not teaching people to follow them. They're teaching people it's okay, or we don't have to follow them. And this is the difference between freedom and slavery. And it's my sincere prayer that everyone will be set free and come into the promised land. It is my prayer that those places that are doing this would have a change of heart and repent for what they're doing. It's my prayer that people's eyes would be opened. And only our Creator can open your eyes, but you have to be willing to see this truth. So I'm not here to try to bash or talk bad about any type of religious institution out there or any particular type of a church or assembly out there. I'm here to just give the reality of what's happening today. You know, we are called to be set apart. And when we go to a house of worship, it's supposed to set us apart in a better way. Not bring us back, but it's supposed to set us free. And I will tell you, Yahshua means the salvation of our wonderful Creator Yah. And being set free is to understand the idea behind what we said is know the truth and the truth will set you free. The covenant that Yahweh made with the children of Israel is the truth. The truth is that covenant is for us today. Those guidelines and those instructions were never done away with. They were never done away with. What came along with the new or the renewed covenant was not doing away with his guidelines and instructions. It was so important that he took them off paper and he wanted to put them on your heart. That's what he wants. You don't understand that they'd be on your heart. And I pray that everyone listening right here would decide to make a choice to read the scriptures and compare their life to the guidelines and instructions that are found in the scriptures. Are you following these ways, or are you instead staying comfortable in your culture of the world today? What has really changed since you've accepted Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, in your life? What has really changed? What is really different in your lifestyle? Do you act the same way? Do you talk the same way? Do you dress the same way and look the same way? Do you eat the same way? Do you have the same fear of man that you had before? Do you have the same worry that you had before? Do you have a lack of joy in your life? You know, are things in your life better? Not on a worldly standard, but on a standard of you can lay down your head and rest at night and go to sleep and know that my Creator is in control and I am following him completely. When you become a believer and you accept the covenant that our Creator gave us, you should now love the things he loves and hates the thing he hates. But you should have a joy in your heart consistently. And you shouldn't fear the things of this world the way man does. So I want to just tell you that the Bible's available to you to read and understand. And if you're part of a religious organization out there, including a particular church, again, I would suggest find a church that's teaching the covenant of our Creator. And there are some out there that are doing that. So I won't say all of them aren't, but they're far and few between, so to say. But seek them out. Find one. Find one that's following. So when you go to look for a church building or assembly, ask them, do you follow a covenant that our Creator made with Abraham in keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? Yes, everybody was saved through the blood of Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. There's no way we could work our way to being saved. However, our faith should be evidenced in our actions, and we should desire to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, not because we have to, but because we want to, because we love him and we trust him. So ask and seek, and the scriptures say you shall find. a place to fellowship with, where they're following this, teaching you this, and creating a new culture within your community, within yourself, within your thinking, and so on.
Thank you for listening to the program. I want to remind you all that we have live fellowship every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. Also, if you would like to pray with us, we have live prayer every morning at 6 a.m. on our YouTube channel as well. So however we can connect with each other and sharpen each other, whether it's through the radio, if you want to contact this ministry, I give my phone number out, and I'll give it out again right now, my personal phone number. If you have any comments or questions, or you just want to say hello, 917-407-2270. Now, some people might be surprised why I would give my personal cell phone number here in the air. And I'm telling you, I'm your brother, and I want to hear from you if you have something on your heart, or if you have a prayer or a message you want to share, or a prayer request. You can contact me through the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or you can call me up, however it is. I'm not some videotape ministry that's just sending tapes to the radio station. I'm here local in the community, and I want to do my best to reach out to the brothers and sisters that are out there. So we don't currently have a meeting place for worship on a regular basis, but we meet online on a regular basis, like we said, daily on the Sabbath. We do a fellowship on Friday nights, so you can contact us and fellowship with us online all the time, and we're just a couple of clicks away from getting in touch with us, even live. All right, praise our wonderful Creator for this blessed day. We also do a live reading of the Torah reading each week online as well. And that's very important to understand, because the Torah, the first five books, is the foundation of all Scripture. So you can find those videos on our website and TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can listen to them as you're driving and just studying the Word. Praise our wonderful Creator. And we talk on there about many different topics that many other ministries are not discussing, because I do believe that we need to just speak about everything and anything as pertaining to the Word. So have a blessed day, everybody. May our Creator be with you this day and always, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
Get ready for a mouth-watering journey as Nana Morrison's Soul Food expands to Port St. Lucie. Voted North Carolina's best soul food restaurant, Nana Morrison's has been dishing out homemade cuisine for over a decade. Their new location is now open, 10234 Southwest Meeting Street, Port St. Lucie, in Tradition. Craving fried chicken, mac and cheese, or collard greens? Nana Morrison's Soul Food has something for everyone. Mark your calendars and be part of the grand opening celebration.
This is Hank Morrison, General Manager at Nana Morrison's Soul Food, now open, serving lunch and dinner every day. Come on in.